the October tradition, the Supercheap Auto Bathurst 1000. It's going to be here before we know it.
Oh, it is. And so many people look forward to it every year.
Absolutely. And what a prize that we have via triplem.com.au and our club.
One lucky club member is going to win return flights to Sydney, then return limo transfers to Bathurst from Sydney.
Yes.
Right, so you're arriving in a limo.
Yep.
A seat in the safety car for two people for the driver's parade.
What?
Yes. 3 nights accommodation in Bathurst. And Virgin Paddock Club tickets for two people.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you.
Now, you know, people make the pilgrimage, Lou, to Bathurst every year. But probably no one has done it more times, certainly in our region, than our very own Supercars boss, Brad Jones, who joins us to talk a little bit about the mountain itself. Hello, Brad.
Good morning.
So, Bathurst, what does it mean to you just saying the name Mount Panorama and Bathurst?
Most frustrating place in the world.
You know what comes to mind for me? To dream the impossible dream. Like, it's not impossible. And for you, you're lucky because you still get the opportunity to have a go at it.
Well, it's yeah, that's right. And then a lot of drivers go up there, race around, don't get to win it and go home. And I guess what makes it hard for me is I've been so close so many times, yeah. But it is an amazing weekend. You know, like, you go up there, the town is overflowing with people. It's a really intense race. As a spectacle, it's, you know, you get down on the grid before the start of the race. Sitting in corporate hospitality, I haven't done that, but I should imagine it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's a big joint and you can wander around. So when I go up there for the 12-hour and I spectate, it's a great experience. So this prize would be really, really cool, especially if you've never been to Bathurst before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You love nothing more than camping out with your fellow Bathurst travellers at the Bathurst 1000, don't you, Brad?
You know, I could not think of anything more fun than being in a two-man tent in the pouring rain.
With your brother Kim.
Set up in the middle of a football field somewhere and needing to go to the toilet. I mean, that just sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Well, the lucky thing is that the winner of this competition will get 3 nights accommodation, but the campers, Lou, honestly, the atmosphere there, and I know you'll agree with this, Brad, the atmosphere there, even at Saturday night when that you're working on the cars and stuff up to midnight, they're still up and about, like, just partying, basically.
Oh, man, I can remember one year, opposite the pits, you know, it's like a grassy knoll, and I was there really late, and I was working, I was actually in Larko's team, driving for Larko, and then back at the track, like, I got about 3 or 4 hours sleep that night, and there was this guy I noticed when I left at about midnight who'd drunk as a skunk and had fallen asleep. There was a bunch of them. And then when I got back the next day, they'd gotten a move, but their outline, you could see in the frost. So
doesn't surprise me.
Can you imagine that would be like? And I'm figuring only the cold was what woke them up. But it was just, if I had a phone with a camera, I would have taken a picture. It made me really laugh.
That's so funny. To be in that state that the frost wouldn't even affect you. That's pretty intense.
All right, Brad, it is an amazing experience. And this is an amazing prize. Go to triplem.com.au and cheer on Brad Jones Racing, Freightliner Racing, Cool Drive Racing, and our local team at Bathurst this year. It'd be amazing. Thanks, Brad. We'll talk to you again
soon. Absolutely. Thanks, guys. See ya.